Mojatu, NTU holds FGM Zero Tolerance Conference. By Caroline Wongi. Geared up to eliminate female genital mutilation, FGM, to extinction, Mojatu Foundation in collaboration with the Nottingham Law School at Nottingham Trent University, NTU, held the annual Zero Tolerance to Conference. The conference, held on June 23, 2023, under the theme, Accelerating Investment and Abandonment to FGM at Marcus Garvey Ballroom in Lenton, Nottingham, attracted scores of people from near, far and wide, including local and international experts, health professionals, the police, community and traditional leaders, higher education students, FGM survivors and members of the community in Nottingham City and the county. Some of the notable people who attended the conference are Joy Cotton, Programs Manager, COVID Outbreaks at Nottingham City Council, Cecily Mwaniki, Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Uchulivu Women's Group, Juliet Albert, Specialist FGM Midwife at Sunflower Clinic, Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust, Marnaz Harrison, President and CEO of Last Mile 4D and Mark Dwyra, a final year PhD nursing student at the University of Nottingham. Others include James Sarmomo, Cognitive Behavioural Therapist, and Cultural and Ethnic Diversity Lead working with Berkshire NHS Talking Therapies and Deputy Chair of Race Equality Network, REN, Frederick Mwawul-Wadulo and Community Ambassadors, Jacinta Igioma, a master's student at the University of Nottingham, pursuing midwifery studies, maternal and newborn care, Julia Paul, a church pastor, Abdulli Jah, founding CEO for SiteTech International and director of ABJ Security Services Limited. The FGM in Darbar took place during Refugee Week, an umbrella program of arts, cultural and educational events that takes place between 19th and the 25th of June every year, to celebrate the creativity, resilience and contributions of refugees and people seeking sanctuary and to promote a better understanding of why people seek asylum. The timing of the conference was significant and specifically chosen to give effect to some of the aims of Refugee Week, which include raising awareness of the reality of refugee experiences and seeking new and creative ways to address issues relevant to migrant communities. Raising awareness. In her opening remarks, Mojatu Foundation Operations Director, Angela Wathoni, said, Mojatu Foundation has been raising awareness, sensitizing communities and empowering survivors to be the driving force for tackling FGM by giving them a voice and engaging them in discussions, decision-making, and events aimed at tackling FGM. In our work with FGM survivors and communities affected by FGM, Mojatu Foundation not only actively works towards ending FGM but also helps to raise awareness on FGM. Mojatu also helps safeguard girls and women at risk of FGM and supports FGM survivors and their communities to cope with the effects of FGM and in becoming the drivers for change towards ending FGM. Wathoni explained that Mojatu Foundation engage individuals, communities, professionals, statutory bodies, and other stakeholders in raising awareness and tackling FGM in the UK and internationally. Mojatu Foundation over the past 6 years has worked tirelessly alongside Nottingham City Council in fighting FGM, and their concerted efforts saw Nottingham becoming the first city in the UK to declare zero tolerance on FGM. FGM Project Manager at Mojatu Foundation, Saida Baba, in an interview on the sidelines of the conference, said, FGM must end, however, this mountainous and daunting task will require everyone to take part, especially men, as men have a significant role to play in ending the vice. FGM is criminal and therefore those who do it must face the law, and for that to happen, we will need to talk about it. Everyone must be involved. Women and girls from FGM practicing communities continue to face the risk of FGM in the UK and abroad. According to data, FGM it remains an intractable social problem that continue to pose a great danger to the health and human rights of women and girls from FGM practicing communities. Among the delegates were various distinguished speakers who presented at the conference, which was graced by over 80 invited delegates from different sectors, professional backgrounds, and from all walks of life. Psychosexual assessment. Making her presentation, Reading-based Cecily Mwaniki, Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Uchulivu Women's Group, said, to end FGM, we need to involve all stakeholders to take part in the fight against this malpractice. We need to sensitize communities about this practice and ensure that girls and women around the world are safe from this barbaric act. London-based specialist FGM midwife at Sunflower Clinic, Juliet Albert, who made her presentation from Indonesia, said, "There is need to establish a national center of excellence that will be offering FGM reconstruction surgeries alongside psychosexual assessment and other non-invasive therapies to FGM survivors." Last Mile 4D President and CEO Manaz M. Harrison, presenting from the USA, explained that FGM is a global problem with far-reaching impact across different regions and cultures worldwide. Harrison said, "There are political dimensions intertwined with FGM, and the practice continues to be exploited for economic gain. We must end FGM, but for us to do this, we have to be united." On medicalization of FGM, she explained, "This a new angle goes against the do-no-harm oath taken by doctors." Taking his turn, Abdelli Jah, founding CEO for Sitetech International and director of ABJ Security Services Limited, in his presentation, he said that men need to take a leading role in ending FGM because all this is done to please men. Said Jah, "If you look deeper as to why people do FGM, you will find out that the practice is all about pleasing men, and if men take part, it will be easy to end this evil practice. Men have a significant role to play in this war." The speakers' presentations were followed by roundtable discussions on various themes and topics, which included training, education and research, medicalization of FGM, ways to support survivors and raise their profile locally, the role of men in ending FGM, ways to communicate with a female child, women and their children about FGM. The conference also explored on how to create more awareness about FGM within communities, strategies employed in addressing survivors' needs and possible gaps in the implementation of these strategies. The table discussions were led by Redrick Mwawul-Wadule, Caroline Mwangi, PhD candidate at NTU, Humo Jatu Foundation FGM Projects Assistant, Joy Cotton, Mark Dwyra, James Momo, Cecily Mwaniki and Peter Makosa is also a legal consultant at Mojatu Foundation, respectively. Overall, the conference discussed pertinent issues surrounding FGM bordering on cultural globalization, a concept of cultural importation, ideas, customs and practices by people migrating from their countries of origin to their countries of destination. It is through cultural globalization that FGM spreads to various countries of destination, and it was said that it is this that makes FGM a global problem that requires a global approach. A common sentiment amongst delegates was that there's an urgent need to continue raising awareness about FGM and its various dynamics, such as its medicalization, in addition to employing a culturally sensitive approach, while engaging FGM practicing communities,